Good morning, Chelvis and Caldergarten, Chelston Rise. It's Monday, the 4th of May, and this is Adrian Dale with the Daily Podcast. And I'd like to be the first to say it. May the 4th be with you. Yes, today is Star Wars Day. But if you've been living on another planet since 1977, that reference might have passed you by. In 1977, George Lucas released the first film from the Star Wars saga, A New Hope, enigmatically called Episode 4, even though it was actually the first film released. I was 16 at the time, and the film was truly groundbreaking and mesmerising. I was hooked. My own children were equally captivated by the film 20 years later. With all its prequels and sequels, they just loved it. And the franchise is still delivering and releases a new film today. And our wireless network in the house is still called after one of the evil characters from the franchise. So what is the link to May the 4th? And what is the enduring attraction of these films? Well, it's the classic trope of good versus evil. The good are the underdogs with the right and virtue on their side. The evil are the unseen malevolent forces, intent on taking control and squeezing all the joy out of life. Fighting the evil forces are a band of knights, the Jedi. Now, the story has an underlying theme that's given it the enduring appeal. It is called the Force. The Force is a mysterious energy created by life itself that binds the galaxy together. But it has a good side and an evil side. And harnessing the good power of the Force gives the Jedi and others sensitive to its spiritual energy extraordinary abilities. They sacrifice themselves for others. They do extraordinary deeds without thought for their own safety. And the Force becomes a rallying cry that binds everyone together against a common foe. And throughout the films, people say goodbye with a simple phrase, "May the Force be with you." And hence, May the 4th is called Star Wars Day and is quite literally celebrated across the planet by nerds everywhere. But is this so far from reality? Is it actually science fiction? When you listen to the clapping every 8 p.m. on a Thursday, when you see NHS workers literally giving their lives, when you see Colonel Tom raising millions for the NHS, it makes you think. These are extraordinary deeds, and then you know that extraordinary human capability isn't the stuff of science fiction. It's actually the stuff of reality today. We have a spirit that is uncrushable, a determination that's unbeatable, and a creative genius to overcome all things. Now, today should be Bank Holiday Monday. Not that that matters anyway. But it's actually not. The bank holiday has been moved to Friday of this week, the 8th of May. Friday is the 75th anniversary of victory in Europe in the Second World War, and it was a day that the good forces of the Allies overcame the evil forces of the Nazis that had ravaged Europe for 5 years. Many had lost their lives, others their homes and livelihoods, fighting an evil force that could strike any time, anywhere, unseen. But the country was united in joy and relief that the war was over, and the celebrations that night knew no limits. This Friday was supposed to be a joyous reliving of that celebration, but we find ourselves again at war, this time with the virus. However, we will not be beaten and our spirits will not sink. This whole week will be one of commemoration across the country. Families are being encouraged to join together in their own homes to celebrate the victory together. It'll be the big rehearsal for VV Day, Victory Against the Virus, when our lives will get back to normal. This week, the Church's podcast will focus on the build-up to VE Day. And we start with one that you've just got to listen to, even if you're a heathen like me. It's just brilliant. Our own Arthur Wright, church warden, recalls his life as a child during the war. Like H, he can actually remember the 4,000 Americans stationed here helping us win that war. And today, the Parish Council Events Committee are launching a VE Day colouring competition. Watch for the details later. And we'll all be encouraged on Friday to follow the National VE Day timetable in our own homes, starting with a 2-minute silence to remember the fallen, all on our doorsteps at 11 a.m. The night before, we'll have saluted the NHS and key worker soldiers fighting the war on our behalf. And next morning, we'll remember those that have made the ultimate sacrifice. And then we can have a virtual party to remember how we won the last war, knowing that this will be a practice run for VV Day, whenever that may happen. So, Chelveston, Caldergarten, Chelston Rise, as we enter our 6th week of lockdown, please keep the faith. As the Queen and Vera Lynn before her said, we will meet again, once the victory is complete, whenever that may be. Thank you.